Esther about 1983 is when she contacted, I guess, the beginning of her Parkinson's disease. That's the way it was diagnosed, and she went downhill year by year. She was in pretty good shape in 1986 because that's when we went to Germany to pick up Tom. And she wasn't real strong, and she did pretty well, but she had to take it easy from time to time. And then, of course, she finally passed away in 1990, and by then she was in a wheelchair. So she, that couple that with my last experiences with slumber, I hit kind of a new low. I also lost quite a bit of money financially. In about 1990, I was probably at a low point in my life. If I ever bordered on depression, it was at that time. I mean, you know, I'd lost my wife, and that was really hard for me. I had a very difficult time with that. And then I probably lost somewhere between $100,000 and $200,000 financially. And then that coupled with my closing out of my Schlumberger career, which wasn't really on a successful note. And I guess I was just kind of depressed. But anyhow, I knew I had to do something different with my life. And I tried to go on a mission, but they wouldn't take widowers. They'd take widows, but not widowers. Well, I don't know why exactly, but I said, well, I'll make my own mission. And my daughter Valerie was, and her husband were living in Atlanta, Georgia area. And I said, well, I'll just go down there and stay with them a couple of years and work in the temple, and then I'll come back to Denver, and I'll get a chance to know my grandsons a little better, and maybe I'll be in a better condition when I get back home or something like that. So anyhow, that's what, in 1991, about the time I turned 63, I guess, I headed, I guess that'd be right, yeah, I headed for Atlanta, and was living with Valerie and Jared, and I applied to work in the temple immediately, and finally started working right at the beginning of 1992, January 1992, and that was, turned out, I worked there before they just closed it down this year for renovation, 17 and a half years. So from a spiritual standpoint, that was by far the greatest blessing I've ever had in my life. I found the people that I worked with extremely wonderful people to associate with. They're of the highest caliber, and I learned a lot, spiritually speaking, and as far as the different things in the church go and such as that. I served in a lot of different capacities. It was just an overall wonderful experience. But the big thing was that I found that as I went to the temple more, that I got more interested in the scriptures, and I'd read the scriptures more, and the two seemed to support one another. And in fact, they made me feel like I was able to pray in more sincerity. And those are three fundamentals of the gospel: temple service, scripture study, prayer, and of course service, and in general. And so that's been a wonderful thing in my life. Well, in 1996, some 4.5 years, I guess, after I began working in the temple, I was called as a sealer, given a sealing authority in the temple, the Atlanta temple, that is. And I was set apart by Elder Hales of the 12. At that time, there were such few temples. There was quite a few, but the number was small enough that a member of the 12 always set a new sealer apart. So they came down, and I was set apart with two other men and became a sealer, where I served 12 and a half years before they closed the temple for renovation. And, of course, the sealing experience, that's a wonderful blessing in any person's life. It's certainly a blessing for those that participate as patrons in sealing. To be sealed as man and wife for all eternity and with your family is just a blessing beyond compare. It's something that no one can understand and appreciate really until they have really attended the temple and made it a part of their lives, I think. But it's a beginning like everything else in the temple. It starts you on the way to spiritual growth, you might say. It's actually on the path. You have to have a pretty good level of spirituality before you go to the temple, but it's only the beginning then of your spiritual growth. Anyhow, I guess the thing I wanted to say there was that in my church service there, I was pressed into several different positions that required me to deal with people in a priesthood capacity. And in general, my service in the church it's a service for people, so you're dealing with people, and it doesn't require engineering logic, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And so it kind of got me out of that reasoning mode and then more into the spiritual mode that's so important in trying to draw close to your Heavenly Father. And so sealing was quite a challenge because it's a very respected calling, and really when you're working in that capacity, you have to do so under the influence of the Spirit. And about the only thing that I want to say here is that I've found that experience extremely satisfying and a great blessing to me, and I feel that as a result of that I've probably grown more spiritually in the last 12 and a half years than I did in all the other 34 or 5 years I was in the church.